Welcome to the Manufacturing Fix podcast. Each episode, we're going to be talking about a variety of manufacturing hot topics, lessons learned, and industry best practices to help educate listeners on ways they can manufacture smarter. We want everyone to gain a valuable insight, get expert advice, and tangible takeaways. So let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Manufacturing Fix podcast. My name is Sarah Weavick, and I do marketing for South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology Solutions. I thought I'd jump on here today to talk to you a little bit about Facebook and some marketing tips with that platform. So you might be thinking that Facebook isn't the platform for you because maybe you're a B2B manufacturer, and you're thinking that only B2C businesses would benefit from being on Facebook. But I would like to disagree with that statement. I think it's smart for every business to have a Facebook business page because having a Facebook business page is just another way to get in front of your audience and increase your brand awareness. Plus, it's a great opportunity to engage with users so that at the end of the day, you can really potentially find new customers, build those relationships, and start nurturing those leads. And the first step for marketing on Facebook is to set up a Facebook business page if you haven't already. And just to note, a Facebook business page is different than a Facebook profile page. Great news is that it's all free to do. And when setting up your page, make sure you go in and fill in all the relevant information. So fill in your about section, fill in a correct phone number, your website, so that people can get a hold of you when they're looking for you. Along with keeping your contact information current, I think it's really important to keep your posts current too. It might not seem like a big deal, but I think it's important to post on a consistent basis because it'll make your organization look more dependable and trustworthy. We've all seen those Facebook pages that have been set up and never touched, and then you kind of question whether or not they're still in business or if it's the correct phone number to use. So it's just a good idea to post consistently on Facebook. And if you're just starting out, I would aim for posting on Facebook twice a week. Now, to increase post engagement, you're going to want to include either a video or a graphic along with your text. So articles, blog posts, company updates, they're all more likely to be seen if they take up more space in the newsfeed. So that's why including a graphic in your post will attract a greater number of people to your post. Okay, so creating those graphics, you might say, I'm not a graphic designer, I don't know how to use Photoshop. Well, that doesn't matter because there's a tool out there that can help you create beautiful content, and that is called Canva. That's Canva.com. It's user-friendly, quick, and super easy to use, you guys. It's free. There is a premium version, but you can do everything that you need with a free version, and it includes a variety of images and templates for designing your content. So that would be my number one tip, is that if you haven't already, go check out Canva.com. So if you are looking into building infographics, you might begin to realize that it's not as easy if you don't have those symbols because they're a huge part of an infographic. Well, Flat Icon is a subscription service that allows you to customize all sorts of different symbols. And it's fairly inexpensive. It's, I think, $9.99 a month. And can help you produce professional, easy to digest graphics. So I think for what it can do for you with the time and the design, worth the money if you are looking into creating a bunch of infographics. Now, pushing out quality content, I know, can be a challenge for many companies, and coming up with inspiration of where to find that content and what to post. Well, you can take blog posts that you read and articles that you find and link those, but make sure that you add your own thoughts to the post or include a short summary so that you can add value to the reader and position yourself as a thought leader in your industry. Don't forget to credit your sources and encourage others to engage with your post by possibly expressing their opinions or thoughts on the article. One way to find relevant topics related to your industry is to use Google Alerts. Google Alerts monitors the web for news related to your specific keywords that you set up, and then will deliver articles straight to your inbox when the applicable content is developed or posted on the web. So it's a free tool to use, and it's super customizable. You can choose the frequency of how often you're getting those alerts, the sources that they're coming from, the geographic region, and much, much more. Language, you name it. It's a great way to find valuable content to share with your followers. And another good tool would be Feedly. One advantage to using Feedly is that it's able to compile all the relevant content into an easy-to-use dashboard. It's not limited to just website content either. It can actually pull content from relevant tweets or YouTube videos. So you've got your content, you've got your graphics. Now let's move on to scheduling. It's good to be aware of some free social media scheduling apps so that you can be as efficient as possible. What I like to use is called Hootsuite, H-O-O-T, Suite, S-U-I-T-E. It's like a hotel suite, not a sweet candy. Anyway, Hootsuite, it's a great app that allows businesses to manage up to 3 social media profiles on a free account. So that means you can link your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram business pages all to Hootsuite and be able to see and schedule all 3 platforms in one place. Now, one word of caution when you are scheduling posts out is to make sure that you don't schedule them out too far in advance, because you want your information and your articles to still be timely and relevant. Buffer is also a free social media scheduling app, and it offers really very similar features to Hootsuite. But one thing to note with Buffer is that it does suggest optimal times to post based on follower activity. So you could be creating more engagement if you schedule with Buffer. So some final tidbits of information that I want to leave you with are to, one, try video. Right now, video is killing it. Currently, video posts have the highest engagement rate, especially for industries like the beauty and sports and food. But I think it could work well with manufacturing as well. People like to digest information in a variety of ways. So mixing up your content with a little video, maybe a blog post, an infographic, is a strategic way to go. Now, if you are posting video, I would just like you to remember to use subtitles, because if people are watching at work with their speakers off, they'll still be able to follow along by reading. The second thing is to experiment with different posting times. Some research has found that it's better to post later in the evening than during business hours for maximizing reach. And I think the idea behind this is that more people are on social media after work and less businesses are posting during after working hours. So I don't know if it'll work for you, because every page and every audience is different. So just test out different times to see what works best for your business. I would also encourage you to just be authentic with your posts. I think when you share a more personal side of your business, people can relate to you more. So I would talk to your audience like you would another human being. You don't have to sound super stiff or robotic when you're addressing your audience. Just talk to them like you would a normal person. And then respond to messages and comments. I think it's wise to be monitoring your page and knowing what people are saying about you. And then providing good customer service, because a person might go on your Facebook page and shoot you a message, and being able to respond in a timely manner is just good customer service. Along with that would just be to analyze your page. Look at Facebook Insights and be sure that you're putting the right content in front of the right audience. So Facebook Insights can tell you a lot, and I would just take a look at that data and see what it's showing you. I would also say that you shouldn't be afraid to repost some top performing posts, because new followers are probably unaware of a great post that you had 6 months ago that performed really well. So you could get some more engagement that way. So in sum, get on Facebook if you haven't already and create a business page. I would actively post, test out different content to see what performs the best so that you can build brand awareness and drive traffic to your website. And if you haven't already, like us on Facebook, or better yet, follow us, so you never miss what's happening at South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology Solutions.
This podcast is powered by South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology Solutions, helping South Dakota manufacturers expand their capabilities to grow, innovate, and achieve operational success. For show notes and more information, please visit sdmanufacturing.com.